Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about beginners should be backed by veterans. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. And are you looking for great Caterpillar apparel? Cat shirts, hats, boots, jackets, even watches with the cat logo on. Go to this, which is also an affiliate link that helps pay for the podcast when you guys purchase stuff. Go to this. It'll connect you right to the Shop Pack Caterpillar website. www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on to the podcast. You be a part of any industry and you need some guidance when you are new to form a business of a business. You need to seek guidance from a tender guys who have been working for that company, or you've been being a part of an industry for years that you believe that if all you come across is a problem, you have people to bail you out, which are helping with the young people like veterans. Veterans have been around a lot in this kind of industry. The construction guys that have been around for 20, 30 years can help you get out of that if you're a beginner in this industry. You depend a lot on them. Substantially, it also becomes the responsibility of experienced men to take the onus and give proper advice to the newbies so they will steer you away from any issues and learn to deal with problems. The need of such veterans is needed a lot when it comes to selling heavy equipment. Sales in itself is a difficult job, and not many are able to find this to be their cup of tea. And there are many who after striving for a while, generally give it up. Again, hard persistence, cold calling, telemarketing, everything, you know, marketing, new marketing, everything to get your leads nowadays. Next, not quite good with the product knowledge. One of the major problems that have been seen amongst the newbies is that they find it is tough to understand the heavy equipment, and therefore when they approach a client, they are not confident enough to pitch in the product and substantially unable to sell the heavy equipment. That lack of product knowledge are most of the time confused as to what they should learn from their vast topic. Again, listen to the customer to learn that. You know, they'll tell you what they want. You know, a lot of times they'll even, you know, tell you what they're looking for. Heavy equipment is undoubtedly a vast topic with so much that to understand, one can only grasp it completely with time. So we won't expect a newbie to learn everything just after he or she is done with the training. A veteran can step in here and advise them or her on the areas that they should concentrate. He or she may not have to learn everything, but just a few important things that are relevant to sales. Again, number one, listen. The customer will tell you what they want. You know, that's number one. All right, next. Not all days are good days. We all know that. In the daily life of a salesperson, he or she has to go through a lot of ordeal. In order to make one sale, they have to work hard for the entire month, and heavy equipment being an expensive item, they certainly take time for the contractor to make their decision to buy the machine. On the other hand, he or she should be ready to take up insults at times when it can be very embarrassing. You know, again, don't put it on your shoulders. Listen and knock it off. You know, knock it off your shoulders if it's something that, you know, it bothers you. There are many times when the clients do not buy the heavy equipment, but also not rude to you, but such clients are a few in number that you get monthly people who have some reason to turn out to be a bit rude when they deal with sales guys or gals. This needs to be addressed by experience a lot, and they can always confront the beginner by saying that this is part of sales, which it is. You know, the parcel of the business, and the one has to go through this in order to grow. You know, you're going to have to knock that off, move on, and get happy, and move on to the next customer or next client. Last, sales tricks are important to share. Every form of business has a trick to helps to complete the job faster. The veteran salesperson should share those tricks with the new guys or gals. Do some role play with them where they will act out as a client and the beginners will be the salespeople. In this way, it can sharpen their skills of the beginner and generate confidence in them. Again, you know, you could do that once or twice, but you really need to go out together with a veteran and a newbie and do the sales together until you're confident. But a lot of times after that, you're good. You know, it's easy. You listen to the clients. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.